man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, Superfly, you're gonna make your fortune by and by. But if you lose, don't ask no questions why. The only game you know is do or die. Hard to understand, but a hell of a man. This cat of the slum had a mind, wasn't dumb. But a weakness was shown, cause his hustle was wrong. His mind was his own, but the man lived alone. Ooh, Superfly, you're gonna make your fortune by and by. But if you lose, don't ask no questions why. The only game you know is do or die. The game he plays for keeps. Hustling times in ghetto streets.
This is how we began this broadcast.
We people who are darker than blue. Are we gonna stand around this town and let what others say come true? We're just good for nothing, they all figure. A boyish grown up shiftless jigger. Now we can't hardly stand for that. Or is that really where it's set? We people who are darker than blue. This ain't no time for segregating. I'm talking about brown and yellow too. Hi, yellow girl, can you tell? You're just the surface of our dark deep well. If your mind could really see, you know your color is same as me. Pardon me, brother, as you stand in your glory. I know you won't mind if I tell the whole story.
When it's our time.
Get yourself together. Learn to know your sign. Shall we commit our own genocide before you check out your mind? I know we've all got problems. That's why I'm here to say, keep peace with me and I with you. Let me love in my own way.
Sunday Night Go with the Jazzy Diva and special guest Mr. Elroy Boyd III, aka Professor Pop Culture. We are people.
Now I know we have great
darker
respect for the sorcerer and mother. It's even better yet. But
please,
there's the joker in the street.
Don't get it twisted.
Loving one brother and killing the other. When the time comes and we are really free, there'll be no brothers left, you see. We people who are darker than blue, don't let us hang around this town and let whatever say come true. We're just good for nothing, they all figure. A boy's grown up shiftless jigger. Now we can't hardly stand for that. Or is that really where it's at?
We? Yes. We are back. Professor Pop Culture. Jasmine.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Man, yes. Oh man, oh man.
Oh yeah.
What a powerful message. What a powerful broadcast. We are honored to have the Professor of Pop Culture, Mr. Elroy Boyd III.
Thank you.
To honor the airwaves on Sunday Night Go.
So I do have a question. Were Ron O'Neill and Richard Roundtree friends?
Yeah. They were associates. I'll tell you who was the close friend was Richard Roundtree and Sheila Frazier, who played Georgia, Ron O'Neill's love interest and girlfriend in Superfly. In fact, it was Richard Roundtree who encouraged Sheila Frazier to go to the audition.
Oh, okay.
And hit it instantly on her first reading. So.
Okay.
Because Ron O'Neill did work with the Negro Ensemble Company as Sheila Frazier did. So.
Oh, so these are NEC. Ron O'Neill went through the NEC. Oh.
Not as, not like heavy duty as say Rosalind Cash, but yeah.
He was affiliated with him. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, okay. So now, what's the takeaway here? I'm sorry, William. What's
Go on, because this is fascinating.
Mm-hmm. What's the takeaway?
Of the entire film?
Of the entire
film. No, I'm talking about this. This broadcast is fascinating to me. I'm enjoying every minute of this. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
The impact of it, the whole takeaway is you have this film that is still relevant 51 years later.
That's incredible.
Because of its empowering of its empowering message, you know, to stand up for what you believe in, which was something mm-hmm. that we needed in 1972 mm. as a people. And you're talking about how you can not only outsmart the white man in one way. You see, before Sweepback, okay, we never made it to the end of the picture.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm. So mm-hmm. the fact that he was going to tell off Reardon, you know, kill me, Reardon, kill me.
Okay.
Even if I took on the chicken bones, all the Reardons is dead. I know everything about your family. Nothing, nothing better not touch one hair on my gorgeous head. I love that life. And to go back into that hall and to, you know, Imaj and I, we watched Bass Reeves earlier today. But for a priest to get back into the El Dorado and drive off, that was driving off into the sunset for us. Mm-hmm. Okay? Okay. And it puts a bone in the back at a time when we needed it. And again, creating this perpetual folk hero that still transcends and continues to make a huge difference culturally. Okay. I often find it interesting in hip hop culture. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it because I like this movie too. I like Scarface, but I always wonder that we look to a Cuban character.
Right.
But here is also this African American character. And you, and we have to understand something. Like Samuel L. Jackson said, these protagonists in Soul Cinema Films, these were anti-heroes. Okay. They were against the grain, but still doing the right thing. Also, you're talking about a misunderstood character. You know, everyone's talking about the drug dealing. No, he wanted to get out. And he tried to maintain that in Superfly TNT as well. And finally, it proved to Hollywood at that time, this was the birth of the new Hollywood, a grittier, realistic Hollywood cinema. The jazz and the glamour of the golden age was over. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now we got Charles Bronson, Death Wish, James Coburn, Harry in Your Pocket. And for us as a people, we have Soul Cinema. Well, the studios found out there is a black audience out there and they have money. They have dollars. And
they got money. Right.
And we can make, and we can make money out of, from this audience. Didn't last for long, but they knew that we were a credible and viable demographic.
Right.
Wow. And guess what?
What?
They better... Shuck. Let me do this.
Oh. Hey, yeah.
Let me do this.
You had to go.
No, I had to go there. You know I did.
Oh, yeah, you did. He did. Let him go. Just let him go.
Okay.
You're gonna play this pimp music.
Yeah. Yes.
if
back after this, incredible. Well, the Jazzy Diva and the Professor. Pop culture. More after this.
Don't put yourself in solitude. Who can I trust in my life when people tend to be so rude? My mama buried me in a ghetto. There was no mattress for my head, but no, she couldn't call me Jesus.
Woo! In broadcasting anywhere around the globe. Welcome,
you know,
back.
William, if Bishop Don Juan was here, he would say this. He would say, that's the way we did it back in Detroit, back in the 70s.
Bishop Don Magic Juan.
Back in the 70s.
Professor.
That's the way we did it.
I have a question that came in from Mad Mike, the co-host of Mad Mike. You know, I love Mike. Not only does he, oh my God, embrace our show, Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast, that comes on, ladies and gentlemen, each and every Thursday at 5, 7:15 p.m. on the west, 8:15 on the east. Mm-hmm. And he had a question, Professor.
Okay.
How the hell does the professor remember all this, okay, expletive, from years ago, names, date, places, movies, and who did what to whom?
He is Professor Pop Culture. That's wow. what he does.
It's
That's how he rolls.
It's
incredible.
That's just how it is. And
wow.
And I would also give props to you, and I know wow. Jazz will be with me for this as well. I was taught how to research. I want to give right. a shout out to Dr. Noreen Barnes McLean.
Oh yes.
She taught me wow. how to research. Mm-hmm. WB, you know who taught me how to present?
Who?
Who?
The lady with you.
Oh.
Jazz taught me how to
wow.
present. Wow. No, at conferences.
Wow.
No, because she was a prestigious McNair Scholar from the University of South Florida. She had that under her belt when we met in graduate school. So,
mm-hmm.
wow.
There you go.
Wow. Well, thank you. You know, I'm honored. I am honored. Thank you, Jazz, for that.
You're welcome.
Can I finish? I am honored to have such great scholars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, see, she's agreeing already. Yeah. Great scholars
this is
in my presence.
Yeah.
Thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
I love and thank both of you.
Man, thank you.
Oh.
Great help.
So guess what? Mm. Professor,
mm-hmm.
a Jazz, since yes. you stuck your foot in this, you're going to have to come on when I have, and we have, when I say we, Mad Mike and Wild Will, coast to coast, and we're going to extend this, Professor, if you would allow us and come back and ingratiate our audience about your new book on Mad Mike and Wild Will, coast to coast.
I will come on, Mad
Will
Mike,
you do that?
Wild Bill Coast to Coast. I will do that. But Jazz, look,
yeah.
you can run, but you can't hide. Okay. You're gonna end up being on there one eventually.
Oh my God. Well, let me just be fully transparent.
Hmm.
I would be honored to be on the Mad Mike and Wild Will show. However, it can't be this week because I have a show opening at Mount Vernon High School.
Okay, we'll work this out. We'll work this out.
We need to work out the details. Maybe the next Thursday, but this Thursday I'm swamped.
Okay, I understand. Yeah. Okay, and Mike just sent me another message. Mike, what in the hell,
Michael?
No, hey, don't be Michael. No.
We are enjoying this enlightening conversation. Professor Pop Culture, how
yes.
can we keep up with you on social media?
You know, Mike.
Okay.
Mike just says, stop. Mike just says something completely stupid. The professor is not real. He's really just AI. No, what he's saying by that is that your responses and what you do are so good, it have to be artificial intelligence.
Oh.
And it's a compliment. It's really a compliment if you think about that.
I do. No. I don't take offense to it. I get it. I really do get it, and I understand. And Mad Mike, thank you. It's simple.
He loves you, man.
It is with me. It's just how it comes out of my mouth.
This is how it is. This is just how we roll.
Yeah. You know what? So, hey, seriously, I know for a fact he loves jazz. Oh my God. Because when, we do this, our Sunday night gold show, he tells me to shut up. He just want to hear jazz. When you come on, he wants to hear you. You know what? I know what it all. Hey, folks, it's all about love. It's about fun.
It's all about love.
It's about love. It's about fun. And thank you so much. Professor?
No, man, thank you.
Any closing remarks?
Yeah. And give us your social media information.
Right. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So Instagram, Professor Pop Culture, one word, no spaces, just Professor Pop Culture. Facebook, @ Professor Pop Culture will take you directly to the Elroy Boyd the Third page. That's L.ROI, I as in India, BOYD, Roman numeral 3 afterwards. And then just me as a man, ordinary page, ROIBOYD.
Right. And you know what, Professor? And Jazz, I'm going to let you have the last word. Professor, love to have your mad mic.
Last word, the Superfly trilogy. You will find it at Amazon.com. All you have to do is just type in Boyd, B-O-Y-D, the Superfly trilogy, and BarnesandNoble.com, B-O-Y-D, the Superfly trilogy, and also try KWE Publishing as well. I want to make something clear. These are online retailers only. I say this because one person went to our local Barnes & Noble at Chesterfield Town Center, was looking for it on the floor.
Right.
And it's not going to be there on the floor. But the cashiers and the information desk can order it for you.
They can order it for you.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So,
great.
Right.
And I just want to make that clear because I am aware that everyone is not digital. And that's fine. That's great.
That's fine. So if a person wanted a signed copy, how would they get that?
Oh, wow. Okay. Purchase it, contact me, and you and I will work something out to where we can meet or I can come to you and we'll make that happen.
Right.
Okay.
And then I'm going to need my personal signed book, you know, stating that the Buzz is the baddest station on the planet. You know, I'm just throwing it.
Yeah, just put it out there. And it is. Professor Pop Culture, it has been our honor to have you on this
man.
Show.
Man.
Thank you.
It has been.
Wow.
It has been.
Thank you. It's great to be back. And it looks like I'm going to be sticking around for a little while, and that's okay.
That is good. Because Mad Mike, Wild Wheel Coast to Coast, we'll have you back here, I'm sure, I have to talk to my co-host here.
Yeah, and then just get back to me.
That's fine. We'll get back to you on that. And then perhaps we'll have you on Cultural Excellence.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That is a great, great show with yours truly, WB, and D.A. the Waymaker, because Cultural Excellence is a platform for us. To showcase the brilliance, the excellence that mainstream will not give you. So, going to end it with this. Jazz.
Yeah.
Beautiful, lovely as ever.
As always.
Thank you, my dear.
Thank Professor, you for having me.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yes.
Why don't we do this? Give me your love. Hey, Jazz. Yeah. What do you always say to the audience?
Well, until next time, enjoy being yourself because everyone else is already taken. Take care, be well, and I'll see you all next weekend.
Love.
Thank you, guys.
Always a pleasure.
Love you all.
Love you. for old time's sake, WB, play on, player.
I can't help it. I cannot, I can't change it, even if I wanted to. Give me your love.